Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner Circle. A little bit different today. I know you're used to seeing Tiffany coming out with an episode today covering the live feeds, but unfortunately, Tiffany is not feeling well. And so tonight, I thought it would be amazing, being that the new season of the Challenge USA is airing on CBS right after Big Brother, if you hadn't noticed, to have Paul Leon, who is making his challenge return, first time back in a few years. So we're going to dive into it with Paulie. You know, he's going to fill us in on some of the things maybe we missed and what it feels like to be back on the challenge ground. So without further ado, Paulino, my brother, welcome to the Winner Circle, baby.
What's up, baby? I mean, it's about time you asked me to come here. I know I'm not a winner, but like, you know, I'm like, hey, maybe a little family, you know, intro here.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We talk Big Brother. We've tried to do a little bit on the challenge. It doesn't seem to be what people want. And why in the world would I bring you on to talk about Big Brother? You were abysmal.
Yeah, no, it's very fair. I was good. I was 50 days good. After that, terrible.
You gave me anxiety on Big Brother right after. I want to say the first week was really awesome. The second week, I was like, I think it's going to his head. And the third week, I was like, damn it, Paulie. You went full.
I definitely went from one side to the other. But totally. You know, I mean, listen, to be fair, that house, it does things to people.
And we're seeing it right now. We're seeing it right now. What you're missing on the feeds, actually, I've been keeping up with the feeds, is the HOH right now is having the HOH reign of terror. Like, it's gone to his head. No. He's going nuts. He's, like, forcing people into combos. He's like, no more of this. What I like to call the Devin. He's pulling a Devin.
Oh, yeah. So he's gone next week.
He is in very serious trouble. But not to get too much into Big Brother, I want to jump right into the challenge. I've watched the first two episodes. It's the first time that I've watched a challenge and been super into it. I watched last season of the Challenge USA. It wasn't great. I got bored of it. I stopped watching the Challenge on MTV because you being on it kind of ruined it. And I'm living at home at the time. Watching it with Daddy ruined it because I wouldn't be able to talk and I'd be really annoyed. And he would like yell. And I was like, I'm not watching anymore with you. And then I wasn't going to watch on my own. So then I just stopped watching. So I haven't watched in a little bit. But seeing you back on the big screen was pretty cool. You seem pretty even keel. I do have to ask you one question.
Yes.
Two questions. Who and why?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Who picked your outfit and why did you go with that outfit on opening day?
Okay, please. First and foremost, I picked my outfit. That was all me. I went with it because I'm starting to like want to dress like the rock stars that like I used to love back in the day.
Okay.
You know? So like
Who?
Like Freddie Mercury.
Never saw Freddie Mercury with this. Actually, that's not true.
It was a combination of things, right? So like I went
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I went with, but like also, you know, like Motley Crue, like, you know, looking at Motley Crue, like all those guys, like they wore some like wild things. Guns N' Roses, like Axl Rose used to wear like big giant fur things. But also I was going with a little bit of King of the North, Robb Stark. The GOAT, in my opinion, from Game of Thrones, even though he got backstabbed.
But what about Jon Snow?
Who's to refer to
Jon Snow if they're making a Game of Thrones?
No, Jon Snow is definitely the best. But like, yeah, that was my decision. I live in my decision of wearing that outfit. However, it was freezing, so the short shorts weren't the best idea that day.
Okay, so let's take us back to it was freezing. What time of the month are you out there filming? Where you guys are filming in Croatia? So like give us an idea of what it's like to be in Croatia around when you were filming, because I don't think a lot of people know exactly when it films.
So we were in Croatia around April is when you saw that episode. So
it's cold.
April in the Adriatic / Mediterranean area is cold, but I think the weather was supposed to not be cold, but we actually caught like this cold front. So like everybody kind of showed up that first day, like not really prepared for how cold it was going to be. And that's also like people in the house didn't really pack warm clothes. So like what you'll see and like what you've seen is like when people are having conversations in the house, like they're usually wearing like the same like long sleeve, because everybody maybe packed like one sweatshirt each. It was so cold there. Like when you saw me standing when we were in the rows, like I was standing like this,
Just part of me, tense.
Yeah, yeah, part of me like was like kind of cool, like Bane. But the other part of me was like, if I don't have my arms like this, I am freezing. So like I stood here like that to like stay warm.
Well, here's the thing, Paul. When you choose to wear almost nothing other than the fur around your neck, I mean, your skin tight jean shorts, your jorts. Thanks for bringing those back, Paulie. And your Bane, Jon Snow, the Stark thing. I was like, yeah, Paul, you're going to freeze. It's cold. And you're in like almost, and I don't know, the shirt underneath looks see-through.
It was see-through. it wouldn't have been that bad, but the wind was bad. Like
right.
The wind was
on the water.
The wind was very cold right off of the water. Like if there was no wind, would have been fine.
Okay. All right. Let's move on from there. I had to come after you for that because I just was like, Paul, all right. But anyway, that's you. You are who you are. Whether people are going to make fun of you like me or they're going to love it like other people, I guess, you're going to be you no matter what. And I can respect
it. It was definitely half and half. I would say it was half people saying, I love the new style. I love this look. I love this. And then the other half was like, what is this?
Yeah,
he looks like an idiot.
All right. Well, here's our first interaction with all of you in the comments. I'm going to need you to put a 1 down below if you're with me and we're like, why are you wearing that? Or 2, if you were like, I like it. He takes fashion risks and I respect that. 1 for what are you doing, Paul? And 2 for, hey, how you doing, Paul?
Okay. I mean, I feel like it fit like the new hair color and everything as well.
Yeah. You're going for this whole thing. You're like dyeing your hair constantly. It's just, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, it's not constantly. Like it's, I would say I spread it out like maybe 4 months at a time. So it's like right now it's fully dyed, but it's going to grow out. I'll get a haircut. It'll turn like, you know,
you're going brown. Like the two-tone. It's the brown beard with the blonde hair. Plus you're doing like the thing that all the TikTokers do. They like got the dangling earring.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got,
which that's like old school. Like that was the thing that was brought back. Like daddy used to rock the earring that hung off the ear.
Yeah. I like it.
You
I
have think a cool look. It's a really cool look.
No. I appreciate it. I think like the reason I never really wore jewelry is because we were always doing so much sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, it was hard to like wear jewelry where it's like, oh, hold up. Take gotta go out. To wrestling practice. Oh,
right.
Gotta go to soccer practice. Oh, like can't have this, you know, falling out, getting, you know, hooked on and everything. But now I'm just kind of like, I'm not doing any of those things on a regular basis. So like when I want to dress up, I want to dress up. And honestly, like my whole mindset, like going into the challenge this season, like when I would go in the past, I did not care about my wardrobe. I didn't really care about like my style or anything. I was just like going in there being like, I'm here to compete. I'm just going to wear athletic clothes. Even when I go to my interviews, I'm just going to wear like the bare minimum. Like I don't care about like packing for fashion as much as I cared about packing workout clothes. Cause I'm like, I'm going to work out all day. But this time around, I was like, let me put some effort into what I look like, you know, on how I want to look. And I did. And that is what you saw.
Good. Terrific. Okay. So we're there. You're on the boat half naked. And
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
It was probably one of my favorite things because, like, I'm a fan of this person, and I know you guys were like enemies, but you guys were friends, and then you turned to enemies. It's Josh Martinez from Big Brother. I really love Josh. I think Josh gets a rap because Josh understands the industry that he's in. He's in the entertainment industry, much like you, kind of. You guys understand the industry that you're in. So, you know, when the cameras are on, I got to be this way. But, like, this is who I really am. And I've never been around Josh personally, but it's just like I can just tell that Josh is one person when he's on the show and he's a different person when he's not. And it's like you almost want to try to see past if unless you're butting heads with him like you were in the past. But I really like Josh, and I thought it was a really funny thing that they put in there with the two of you because they showed you guys on the boat with each other. And now Josh is the team captain. And the first guy that he gets a chance to pick is you. So what were you thinking in that situation? Like, honestly, we saw what you said in the DR, but like, honestly, he picks you and are you like, cool, I like Josh as a competitor? Or are you like, oh man, I don't really enjoy that he picked me?
You know, like, I had a lot of thoughts, you know, coming into the season. One of the main thoughts that I had was, you know, what the format was going to be, who I might see there, and how that was going to affect my game. And, you know, a lot of this was like, dude, like I haven't been on in 4 years, mm-hmm. You know, so like I had the choice to make of like, am I going to be that guy that comes in and like immediately like picks up like right where it was left off? Especially with somebody picking me to be on their team.
Never a good option. Yeah, never a good
call. And like the thing is, regardless of where Josh and I stood before this game, if I'm on your team, I don't care how much I hate you, we have to figure out a way to win. And we have to win. Now, I never rated Josh as a competitor at all. You know, I always felt as though he came into seasons sloppy. You know, not in shape, like there to, you know, mainly just once again, cause drama and mm-hmm. not really add anything into things. And like my thing with Josh, you know, was always just kind of like, hey, you know, I took you in under my wing on the first season you did. Next season, you kind of left me out hanging to the wolves, you know what I mean? And that's kind of where it stemmed from, but more so, I mean, he's a lot in mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
You know, he's not the same person, like, you know, that you hang out with in real life, like when he's in the game. But when he picked me, I was like,
he tries to play the game. Like, that could be a lot. He tries to play. He tries to always have conversations. He's always trying to like move chess pieces around. He just does. He's trying
true,
to.
Fully. But honestly, I thought that him picking me was like such a great strategic.
Oh, I thought it was so smart.
You know, like I don't know how I would have played the game. Like, yeah, I don't think I was going to come in guns blazing, getting in their faces, like getting in his face or like Johnny's face. But I do think that if circumstances were different and I was on another team, like for my own game, I would have had at some point in my mind be like, I have to target them because like mm-hmm. they're probably targeting me. So by neutralizing that out of the gate, it was actually a really great play on his end. And I got to tip my hat to him because you neutralize such a big threat mm-hmm. right out of the gate, like for his game personally.
I thought it was so smart on his part.
Yeah. And then he also protected like one of his closest allies in Johnny by also being able to get him. Now that was kind of,
I mean, nobody picked Johnny.
No, but that was like kind of luck. And like the way that it had to be picked was like, you know, he had to pick a girl first. The girls.
Right. I think we understood that as viewers, like, okay, that's how it's going.
And the thing is, there was only allowed to be one veteran guy on a team. So like when Cassidy picked Corey and Desi picked Wes, Josh automatically got Johnny right after that. So he knew that.
Okay.
So he knew not to waste his pick on Johnny when he had the chance to pick another guy. He picked me knowing that he automatically got Johnny,
yeah.
right? Because of who those other two picks. So,
well, I think necessarily because you're missing the pick in between, which was Dusty. Like he chose to pick Dusty.
Because he knew he didn't have to pick Johnny at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you were saying he picked me, but you were his first pick.
No, I was his first pick because he could have made that strategic move. But he also was able to pick as many other guys as possible before Johnny, because Johnny was automatically on his team from a guy standpoint.
Okay.
Because like each team was only allowed to have one veteran guy, one veteran girl.
I see. Right. So and every team had to have two vets, one guy, one girl. Gotcha. So
Cassidy picked Corey and Desi picked Wes. It was done. Johnny was automatically on Josh's team.
So why would you waste?
Josh didn't have to pick him because if he picked him, then Johnny would have went to his team. So once again, it was good strategy that he was able to know that right then and there and be like, I don't have to pick Johnny. He's automatically on my team. I'm now going to gather the guys that I want to
which
gather.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't say that to us. They didn't share that information with us until the very end. They said every team has to have two vets. So even to put that together is, I mean, he's a thinker, man. I really, really like Josh.
I actually learned that he's really good at chess. I watched him play in the house today. I was like, oh, like you're like you play chess.
Yeah, chess is
competitively.
Yeah, which takes a lot of focus, a lot of like forecasting out, like you know, guessing move. It's Josh is a gamer, and you have to be a gamer to even come close to sniffing winning Big Brother, and he won Big Brother. So so now Josh picks this team. You see the vets roll up. You got Tori, dog. Corey, dog. Wes, dog. Bananas, dog. You got John A. I mean, she's won before, right?
So she came back, and she's won two All-Stars seasons.
Okay, so dog. I always remember John A. like being on the challenge always when I was watching, but never being like I always felt like Kara and Laurel. Like John A. was, I never like viewed her as this like top tier like how I Tori, but John A. is obviously a beast because she's won it twice. So dog. And then Amanda, who is not my favorite at all. she does the most. And I always set this precedent when I talk about people. I'm not talking about you from like a place of malice, but like I'm watching you as like a viewer. So like take it or leave it. I'm seeing you on the show. I've never met you. So I'm not talking about you personally, but Amanda's just too much for me. She's like, always
be careful, man.
Most.
She's going to sick her army on you.
Well, whatever, dude. I've been through that, and it's like their Twitter fingers don't faze me. Like I've gone through the ringer once before when I said something about Devon and went through that warrior group. And so I can't imagine they're as bad as that.
Yeah, dude, Slavon Nation don't play.
Yeah, so I think I made it through that, so I'm okay. But anyway, Amanda's a intense competitor. Extremely cutthroat, loud, in your face, brings the noise. So I was so pumped with the cast of vets that they chose to bring into the game. So when you saw them, what were you thinking?
When I saw them, I was thinking I didn't really have connections with any of them. The person that I had the closest connection with from a game standpoint that I've played with was Wes. And this time around, I chose to not have conversations with him at all prior to going in. You know, like everybody pre-games on the challenge, like I know people try and like set things up, but like the challenge, like everybody pre-games like very hard.
Oh yeah.
However, I really did not want to get in trouble like at all. And I didn't want like to be able
you
to
had been pulled. Held out for a while. This was like an anticipating.
Like, I played everything super close to the chest. Nobody knew that I was going on. Actually, Wes and Bananas made a bet and Wes lost because Wes called me and I convinced him hard that I was not on. And Johnny knew that I was on and he made a bet with Wes being like, if Paulie shows up, you have to jump into the pool naked in front of everybody. So like when Wes saw me, he was pissed.
Yeah. Cause you guys are close.
Yeah. Cause we were close. And like the thing
and let's
is,
shout Wes out really quick. I remember you said something like, I love Wes. He said something about like me not liking him.
Yeah.
Again, it's a challenge Wes, it's but I game, know I like Wes.
It's a game standpoint. Like Wes,
right.
I love Wes as a human. And like, I understand, you know, him being a little bit upset with me.
Oh, for that, sure. For
that we
sure.
came it's, in it's and I didn't talk to him because he was like, dude, like you're like my real life friend.
Yeah. That
like, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, dude, honestly, I really just wanted to come into this game. Like I didn't want to tell anybody. I didn't want anybody knowing I was coming. I just kind of wanted to show up and just see how the game.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111 and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Played itself, and I wanted to actually come in not attached to anybody, not owing anybody anything, and not like, you know, putting a game plan together with anybody. I wanted to see like what naturally happened.
Right. Well, you know, I hope that you, I totally understand where you're coming from, but I hope you had a conversation with him because I mean, just off the top of my head, it's almost like if I was your friend, like how Wes is your friend, I'd be like, you're my friend outside the house. Why in the world when this is a game? Why wouldn't you divulge information? Because now it makes me feel maybe our relationship outside the house is more of a strategic thing and not as authentic as he thought. I know that's not what it is for you, but I'm just saying what he probably was thinking. And maybe not. I may be wrong.
No, 100%, like that's 100% how he took it. And like, obviously like he's, you know, like he's preparing for fatherhood as well.
Totally. Yeah.
And this was a very fish out of water moment for a lot of the veterans. And I almost in a way, you know, what I said to him is I'm like, listen, dude, like I'm almost like protecting you more kind of coming in, like not being attached. I said, because like people are almost like looking at me, like, where do you actually lie? You know, like, cause you've played with the vets before and like, you may not like all of them, but like you've played with the vets before, but like you're CBS. But like you've played more seasons with the vets.
You're like, more MTV than you are CBS. I don't understand why they did that. They made you out to be like, you're Paulie from Big Brother. I'm like, Paulie's on a season of Big Brother and five different MTV shows.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why that. Yeah. I'm more MTV than I am CBS.
They even did it with Fessy.
Yeah. And like, that's the thing is, but like, I understand where Wes is coming from, like in a lot of, you know, ways, because like, he was like, dude, like, you know, like who knows like what could have happened like with me coming in? Like, why didn't you just like tell me? And like the thing is, he didn't care that I didn't tell him. He just cared more that like a week before going, like we had an hour conversation and I like,
oh dude, that is like completely understandable on his end to be like frustrated or like hurt by what you did, especially having that long of a conversation. If I'm being straight up, I'd have been like, I don't fully trust you.
Well, that's what he said to me. He's like, how can I fully trust you in this game right now?
Yeah.
But, you know, and the thing is like, I understood. And like, then after that, right. Like, you know, he was blowing my game up, like in the house.
What a dog. But that's what we know Wes does. He may have loyalty outside the house.
He would have never
did
that.
He does have loyalty.
He would have never did that if I had the conversation with him. But it's almost like he felt like he needed to do that to bring attention to me as a gamer, you know, and get the heat off of him as a gamer, which
here's
is
the
a
thing.
Smart play.
And we'll get into that next, because what we see immediately is it's like backs against the wall for the vets. And it's so tough for me because, like, you know, watching the challenge, this is going to be so funny because I don't think we've ever really talked about this publicly, but like Bananas was one of my favorites of all time and was always my favorite. I like followed him right off the rip early, like years and years ago. And then you went on the challenge and had this like beef with him. And then I was like, oh, you know, cause you're my brother. I was like, you know, F you Bananas, but I'm like, I still love that guy as a challenger. And it's like, it's so annoying because it's the vets were immediately public enemy number one. Like, they couldn't win. There was, and it almost was like, I wish the game gave them a little bit more of a buffer, because like, they were just thrown to the wolves. Like, they didn't have a chance to be like constantly thrown in.
I think that the bone, if you want to call it a bone, that they were kind of thrown was the hopper in a way. And the secret vote. So like, the secret vote almost allowed players that maybe like sympathize with the vets a little bit to, you know, like, I mean, like, throw their votes elsewhere, right? Like, I mean, the first time around, you know, there's 14 votes that could go down, or something like that. There was a good amount of votes. No, sorry, there was 20 votes that could have went down in the first elimination. You know, only 4 went to Johnny, mm-hmm. And 2 went to Wes. None went to Amanda, and none went to John A, if I'm not mistaken.
In the first one.
So right there, like, because I was looking at the numbers, and like, even that first one, I was kind of like, I kind of want to see where these numbers lie. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, all right. So like, the vets may have their back against the wall, but not as much as they think.
Until, you know what I mean? Next one.
And well, but the next one, even so, when you really look at it, like, yeah, all right, Green sat down and said, we're putting 2 vets in, and they outvoted, you know, Wes.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to,
which I thought his rationale was spot on. And I was literally thinking, and I'm like, you're, as they're talking and they're like, oh, we're going to throw the vet. They're going to throw the vets. And I'm like, you're literally doing the dirty work for other people. It's like, and that's just like, for me, Big Brother 101, it's like, you don't do the dirty work for other people when you're in the reins. You protect your own, but you allow other people to do the dirty work. And I thought his points were brilliant to a bunch of like foaming at the mouth new people wanting to eat the vets up alive.
But also, I got to give credit to Michaela, because the way she spun it around on him was also brilliant. Like, he gave his points, and she basically gave her points in a way where, like, listen, Wes, we have an advantage because you give us all the tips and tricks on how to do well at these things. That's why we won.
Yeah.
That's who Bananas is for the red team. So we gotta weaken them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Totally. And like, without directly being like, hey, fuck you, Wes. Like, we're coming after the vets. Like, she almost spun it in a way where it's like, hey, listen, this isn't about the vets. This is about making their team weaker. But we all knew that it was about the vets. You know, but even with that vote, for instance, like, Johnny was down there. Corey was the only male vet that could have went down 2 votes.
Yeah.
Right. Tori was down there. John A got 5 votes. Right. So that's 7 votes out of, once again, 19 people. So like, when you're actually looking at the numbers, you're like, yes, their backs are against the wall, but there was a lot of people that wanted to, you know, like, work with them.
Well, I think a lot of that comes down to, like, Corey is just extremely likable, and Corey has never won. So it's less threatening when you're looking at a Corey who you like versus looking at a Johnny who you might like, you might not, but you know how aggressive, like, how easily he wins these things. So it's like, even if I like you, you're still the most dangerous person, so I don't really care. Where Corey has that, like, buffer of, like, I've never won, guys. Like, I'm not this master manipulator. Like, I come in here, I work hard, I'm loyal, which he is. And I think, you know, John A, 2 wins, Tori wins, Wes wins, Bananas wins. So Amanda, another person who hasn't ever won before, is more chaotic than they are maybe threatening. But Amanda definitely is a good challenge player. She's not a bad challenge player. She's gone far almost every time.
Without a doubt.
And but like, they have that like no win buffer, so that it's like, I'm not that threatening. I've never won before.
Yeah. And like, honestly, like, where I was at, you know, was a lot of people were really looking at me, and, you know, where my head was at, like, after spending some time in there, is like, I was having a lot of conversations with vets and CBS people. And the information that got back to me, you know, was that CBS people were trying to, you know, go to the vets and say that, like, I'm leading the charge, you know, to get the vets out, right? So immediately I was like, oh, okay, so I'm being propped up as the shield.
Who did this?
Huh?
Who did it?
I don't know who did it. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, it was a, like, this format.
We haven't seen that in the episodes.
No, but this format played into Big Brother and Survivor style. Like you said earlier, like, yep. I'm abysmal at the Big Brother game, but at the challenge game, like, I'm pretty good. Like, when you have to, like, say names with your chest, and like, when you got to, like, you know, gather numbers, and like, if you throw somebody in, like, you have to say it.
Yeah.
Like, this whole secret vote
corny
really threw things for a loop. Because, like, yeah, sure, people may not have wanted to put me onto their radar by throwing votes my way in, you know, the team setting, like when the winning team won. But second episode, I got two balls my way, right? And I'm right.
Where'd those come from?
That's pretty early for that.
But you got to stay calm.
No, I was calm.
No, I know you are. You got to stay calm and try to, like, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, no, and that's how I was. But, like, you know, then I started hearing, like, that people were saying I'm leading the charge. So then I was like, whereas I was trying to play the fence and not really pick a side.
Yeah.
Once I heard that, I was like, well, it sounds like they're trying to get me to do their dirty work. I'm gonna go to the vets. Because, like, yeah, they may be, like, all these people may be my enemies, but I've played with them. So in a weird way, like, I feel more comfortable playing with them than a bunch of people that I don't know.
Yeah. Wes said it best on the episode. He's like, I don't like Johnny, but at this point, Johnny's like family, and you may not like your family, but they're who you ride with. And it was like, cause he understood backs against the wall. Like, I can either hang Johnny out to dry like I've done in the past, or I got to stick with him or else they're going to eat us both. And you almost, which we don't see that, or like, I wonder if we'll see that in this upcoming episode where there's, like, people trying to put you at the forefront.
I don't know. Like, once again, like, we're always at the mercy of what is shown. So right. It's like, I just know, like, what would get back to me. And, like, when people come to me and they'd be like, hey, like, listen, like, people are coming to me saying, like, you're leading the charge against the vets. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy. I said, so I'm being set up as the fall guy.
Now, like, say anything? Were you, like, part of conversations where you're like, oh yeah, that's a good idea? Or were you just like, did they just make this up out of thin air? Honest.
No. So I was pulled into so many conversations.
Right.
Like, I was pulled into so many conversations, and it's like, you know, you sit there, like, kind of in a Big Brother sense, which, once again, like, dude, I hadn't played a challenge game in 4 years. The last time I played Big Brother was like 7-8 years ago. So, like, I'm sitting there in these conversations kind of like,
well, I'm here. So I guess now I'm grouped together,
like,
with you guys.
Like, I'm here, and, like, people would be like, you know, so, like, where are the numbers? Like, what do you think? And I'd just sit there and be like, I don't know. Maybe you guys should go and, like, find out and then, like, report back to me and stuff. So, like, I'm, like, sitting there trying to, like, say as little as possible, but that's why it was so shocking to me that, like, when it got back to me that, like, I'm sitting there leading the charge, I'm sitting there being like, I'm not the one calling these meetings. I'm not pulling these people into the rooms. I'm being pulled into the rooms.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, even it even started, like, before I entered the house, like, you know, cause we all see each other at the airport. We all see each other, whatever, like, people just coming up to me, just being like, so you leading the charge against the vets, you're going to lead the charge against the vets. And I'm sitting there like, should I lead the charge against the vet? Like,
my answer would have been like, no.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like, dude,
I will follow.
You know, but the thing is, it's like, you know, all those things, I'm sitting here trying to be like, I'm just trying to, like, CT this, where it's like, you just kind of, like,
play the middle,
not noticed until you need to be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, right away, I wasn't able to, like, not be noticed, right? I had two votes in the second thing. And now, once again, I think part of that is because I didn't talk to Wes before I came in, because I would be having, like, just chill conversations with people, like, about nothing. And, like, Wes would come in and, like, see me talking to, like, four people and be like, whoa, would you look at who's having a conversation here? Oh, shocking, right? And once again, he would, you know, he would put that target on me, like, in that way where I'm like, come on.
Well, then,
dude,
you go into a follow-up convo. He probably catches one of the people from the group, and is like, just so you know, Paulie is a gamer. Like, he is a gamer. So be careful. And, like, he'll probably plant seeds.
He's not bad at the game, but he knows what he's doing. This house was so, like, the hallways were thin. You know, the rooms were small.
I thought it was a cool house.
No, it's a very cool house. But what I'm saying is the echoes and, like, everywhere.
Because,
so,
like, they turn, like, a home almost into, like, a studio.
This home, like, was as similar to a Big Brother house as I can imagine. Like, anytime I've played the challenge, there's no doors on the rooms. Like, there's no doors on the rooms. There were doors on the rooms.
So you got to, like, peek your head in, like, Big Brother, which I hated that.
Hated. But the thing is, if he pops his head into a room and I'm just sitting there talking to people, makes that big deal. And there's people
because the door is shut, not open.
All it takes is for someone to be like, oh, what's going on in there? Be like, oh, nothing. Just Paulie talking to a group of people.
That's the paranoia of Big Brother. Yeah. And they added that element.
This house felt like Big Brother. Everybody was on edge. I think I was the most zen person in there. People actually were migrating to me saying, hey, I want to hang around you because, like, you just seem so even keeled. And I'm just like, honestly, like, with the Hopper being involved in this, like, I have come to grips with I can only control what I can control. And I should just be ready to go into any elimination.
You have to be, because with the unanimous vote, anonymous vote, it makes it more Big Brother-esque, which I didn't like, because I think one of the best parts about the challenge is, like, you know what's going down. You see it, you can know, okay, I may be nice with you, but, like, you're my enemy, period. And with this, it almost is like you have to play the guessing game. You have to read into conversations. You got to listen, like, closely to did somebody flip-flop because they actually did say my name. And that's kind of not what the challenge was.
And honestly, that's where Johnny and I kind of bonded.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, Johnny and I are coming into this season hating each other. Dude, like, it was brutal. You know what I mean? Like, for years. But, you know, we get put on the same team. I run into the house first. I go the wrong direction. So by the time I get down to the bottom, all the beds are taken. So I end up having a bed right next to Johnny.
Perfect.
And once the first elimination happens, and once TJ announced the twist of, like, secret voting and all that stuff, Johnny and I are sitting there and we're like, oh, we don't like this. Like, the whole thing about the challenge is, like, when you say somebody's name, you got to say it with your chest. Mm-hmm. And, like, you got to stand behind what you
said. They would make people stand there and point directly at you. I did win and I'm safe. Paulie, you're going in. And it's like, they both have to vote right in front of the entire group.
And then if you come back, guess what?
I'm coming for
you. Going right at that 100%. Yeah. Like, this was like, so
they
tricky.
Added, like, the weaselly aspect of Big Brother into the challenge, which I'm like.
They did. And it's like, for instance, like, Michelle went in the first elimination. She won. She only knew that, you know, for a fact that Amanda voted for her.
Right.
Right? Because Amanda made it vocal.
Amanda made it
vocal. Scene. When I tell you, we sat down for an entire day, the whole red team, and we were like, where did the other votes come from? And, like, once again, John A was the last person I expected.
Only
to throw
the two losing teams got to vote, correct?
Correct.
Got it.
But, like, once again, that first vote, Red had 9 votes.
So I thought that was epic. But we knew as viewers what happened.
Somebody on our team voted for us right out of the gate. And we were, like, sitting there. And now everybody's sitting there and they had their – nobody.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thought that it was John A.
No way.
People sitting there being like, it could have been Polly. It could have been Tiffany. You know,
somebody
like,
maybe trying to throw a rogue vote.
Yeah, it could have been Chanel. It could have been Dusty. We don't know. But those were the conversations that were happening because Michelle had no idea other than Amanda who voted for her. And she had what, 4 votes?
Because honestly, she could have been tight with 2 people on green that might have been like, I'm not voting. I'm going to vote on my team. And then other people, it's like, you don't know how many people. It's a nightmare. But what they're trying to do is bring like, whereas the challenge in the past was straight up an MTV challenge. The challenge on MTV was just straight up hall brawls, stuff like that, physical. This on CBS seems like they're trying to implement a little bit of that Survivor Big Brother feel.
That's what it felt like when I went in
Did you not like, I know MTV vets probably.
I felt like a fish out of water. I'm not going to lie. Like I sat there and I was like, cause there's a lot of these people who are like way more fresh coming off of these games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there was a lot of BB24
Monty was literally,
there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of BB23 people there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people fresh off Survivor, you know, coming in there. And you know, I'm sitting there like, I wasn't good at Big Brother the first time around. Like I won a lot of comps, you know, I was playing a really great strategic game until it all blew up in my face.
Mm-hmm.
But I excelled very well at the challenge and like how I was able to like navigate myself in there because of that fact that like, you can use a little bit of intimidation. You could use a little bit of like leverage.
Well, Wes made a good point. Tori did just that with how she won, beat John A by, I want to say it was 12, and 2, beat the shit out of John A. Like there were points where it was so clear that Tori was just like, I'm not going to wrestle the ball. I'm just going to slam her to the ground and wait for the next one. And just would whip her to the ground. And I was dude.
And dude, I'm watching that live. I
was like, almost, I felt I bad because like, I always like, loved Jonay.
Then for God's sake, for Jonay.
Yeah. Jonay was never like, Jonay was always, you know, going through like drama, not herself, like relationship stuff and different things. And like, she was always an extremely likable person, and to watch her just one, I loved and respected how much she battled, but to watch her get like whipped around like that, I was like, this sucks. Can this end? I fast forwarded through it. I was like, she's just getting the shit out of her. I'm not liking it.
It was tough. And, and like I said, like, you know, that's tough to watch. Right. But mm-hmm. like, the thing is, it's like, I had 2 votes on my name. Corey had 2 votes on his name. If all of a sudden one of our names pop out, now all of a sudden you got to, Bananas has to go against Corey, who he never got along with, or Paulie, who he never got along with.
And that comp would have been epic.
Oh, my God. Ugh. It would have been epic because it's like, dude, you want to talk about a bloodbath.
It's a battle.
What I mean? Like,
well, there's strategy to that game as well.
100%. There's strategy to it for sure, especially when they added in balls that
the silver ball worst 3.
Yeah, like it wasn't a normal balls in where it's like best of 5 rounds.
Yeah.
You know, and like each
pick and choose your battles. Like you may be wrestling a black ball from them, but if there's a silver one coming down, like let it go, grab the silver.
Yeah, but all you'd have to do is punch the ball out of their hands and make it touch the ground and it's not valid anymore, right?
Right.
So it's like if, you know, there was strategy to that. But I mean, dude, like, you know, Tori just like physically dominated John A. It wasn't even close.
Yeah. It was tough, but I mean, that's just
a sweetheart, man. So like, it was tough.
That's exactly right. Like I only remember John A from being like this really sweet person, not like two-faced, not part of drama, not creating drama, not like yelling at people, just there competing. And, I didn't even know that she won those 2 All-Star seasons, cause I wasn't watching the ones that were on Paramount, but, to watch her just get like tossed around like that, I was like, oh, this sucks. I don't really love it.
Yeah.
You know, but to Tori's credit, if I'm every other girl in there, there's not a chance I let Tori know that like I'm going after her because it's like, dude, she is a dog.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I mean, she like it, she knew that she was down there from the green team. Right. So once again, almost, it's almost like being put down there to be in the sand. At least you kind of know, like, all right, I know who voted for
you
me.
Guys. Yeah. 100%.
From
I will be voting for people up there.
I will be
on the green team. Yeah.
You
people, on
you
the
know,
green
like
team.
For me, like I sat there and like, you know, like,
like who voted for me, man? Who threw the two votes my way?
Yeah,
wait, was it my team? Cause you couldn't even turn. It's like, what that
Dude,
does to your head, I
saying.
Can't even imagine, bro.
And like, I'm like, and like, you know me, like, it, uh-huh. like in games previous, like, I'd be like, oh yeah, you want to say my name? Like, you know what I mean? But like this time around, it's like, I'm almost in there and it's like, you know, you want to like call somebody out, but like, you can't.
I would have, you know? I mean, you should have known at that point. I mean, granted, you shouldn't know anything. And I'm talking as a viewer right now, because I haven't played, I've never played the challenge, which unfortunately, little spoiler, I was right there about to be on this season with Paulie, and we would have been playing for the first time together.
It would have been epic.
On this season. And unfortunately, I had issues that couldn't be resolved. And so I didn't get the opportunity, which would have been sick, but neither here nor there. You should have known, like, okay, Dusty didn't probably vote for you. Bananas probably didn't. Josh wasn't trying to weaken his own team. So there goes all your guys. The girls were pretty cool with you. Like, Tiff ain't throwing a vote your way.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I mean, process of elimination. The blue team threw votes my way. But, like, you know, I knew that it was probably Tori because, you know, Tori, like, she had nobody else who she would have thrown a vote at.
Yeah.
But that other one, I was, like, sitting there and I'm like, I mean, Corey, no. Fessy.
Definitely not Corey. Definitely not Fessy.
And I was like, I had a good relationship with, like, some of the, like, the girls on the blue team. So, like, Cassidy, I was like, no.
But now,
you know, but now I'm sitting there being like, all right, the guys, like, I don't really know Sebastian. I don't really know Chris. Could have been one of them. So
right.
Like,
which smart gameplay, here's how it goes, which I love that they did it this way. The vote comes after finding out which two people are already down there. So now it doesn't even become a, who am I loyal to? It becomes like, if I do want that person down there out, who's going to give me the best chance to send them home? And when it's a bananas, you're going to want, like, and the vote should have been thrown to the big dogs,
and
which you could, and, like, make it harder, like, weaken it no matter what.
And once again, that's what Johnny and I were talking about how, like, we don't like games where the lesser players, you know, so to speak, or, like, the weaker players can take shots like that.
And succeed, you know, without – just on chance.
Right. You know, because it's like – yeah, you always want to have the opportunity of getting like a big dog out, right? So even when you're playing without an anonymous vote, once again, you still have to have the courage to say two big names.
Right.
And know that one of them's coming back and coming after you.
Exactly.
Hence why most of the time when you watch the challenge, like they take the easy way out and they just put rookies
early.
Against each other.
They do it early, yeah.
And then they, you know, start to take shots at each other.
But do you think they're trying to get away from that?
You know,
which
would
be the only reason why the producers changed the structure, excuse me, a little bit.
I think that the reason why the structure got changed a little bit is because it is on CBS now. So you do have to
You're
cater
drawing
to the
people
viewers
from those,
of like Big Brother and Survivor. So I think this was the best way to do that, was to add things that make it relatable to those viewers. Now, once again, I have no idea. I have no idea what their plans are. Like, they're the geniuses, the visionaries and all that stuff. But I could see them doing this for maybe, like, you know, the first season that everybody's integrated. Maybe the second season that everybody's integrated. But after that, I think it will go back to the authentic challenge version, because then it'll be a standalone show on CBS and it needs to have its own presence. So it's
well,
like,
it does. It fairly
no,
has
it
its
sure,
own presence.
It for sure
but,
does.
Yeah.
It for sure does. But what I'm saying is from a standpoint, they won't have to throw in like Big Brother twists or Survivor twists. Like Survivor is its show.
But there's always twists on the challenge. It's just there was that aspect, and it's literally only the voting aspect of you still have to vote me in and send me down, and then I have to lose down there.
Right.
And I like that the most, because like the manipulating aspect of these games is probably my least favorite part of the games. Yeah. And so that's why I thought it was shout out to Carr, who just popped into the video. No big deal. But you know, we've been going for a little bit. We're wrapping up right now. I want you to give us a little bit of tea on what to expect Maybe what to expect moving forward. What can we be excited about? What should we be frustrated about? Like, give us something and a nice little sign off.
Honestly, I mean, I'm a little excited that I was able to come in and like not be that guy that I'd always been. Mm-hmm. You know, like it still exists in me, like the competitor, but I was able to compete without like having like that anger. Mm. And I like the fact that, you know, like, listen, like I still have that in me, right? Like if you mess around, if you pull some shit, I'm sure I'll blow up at some point.
Oh, you're gonna blow up.
You know, I'll blow up at some point, but you know, I like the fact that like I kind of came in and like my mindset coming into this was like, how do I win the whole game? How do I win this whole game? And it's not by coming in and like out of the gate, like being like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
It
like,
is not.
Here we go. You know, and ultimately that's what I want. I want the championship. I need the championship. Like I think about it all the time. Like I need this championship. I want this championship. Like I love it, but I need to figure out what it takes to be a champion in that game, you know, mm-hmm. and like coming in and being the guy who I've been, you know, it got me very far. It got me like second and third place, but why was I missing first place? Is it because I like
if maybe was first, focusing on other things?
And like, once I eliminated all the things that I was focusing on, I almost felt like, well, now what? And then I lost focus on like winning. So, that's what I'm excited about, but I'm also excited to see how like this whole plays out, like with the vets and like these new CBS people, because they're all very good from their respected seasons.
Oh yeah.
So
oh yeah.
It's not like these are like, you know, the people who got like taken out first on their seasons. Like, no, right. These were like gamers from their seasons.
Which I did feel bad for Amira, because Amira went home early on Big Brother and then got booted early again on the challenge. So yeah. Unfortunate. But
I did feel bad for that too.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see, because we got a lot of names on there who I love. Like Monty, I love Tyler. I love Tiffany as my girl. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And then who else? I mean, I love Corey. I love Bananas. Love Wes. Love Tori. So there's a lot of cool people on there that I'm excited to see how the season plays out. You being back is probably the coolest thing for me. Because I'm honestly watching and enjoying it a little bit more than I ever was in the past. Like, I never really enjoyed it, 'cause I would always be like on edge. Now I think because I've played multiple games and I've watched multiple, it's like, it's just not personal anymore unless they make it personal. And so I can watch it with a little bit more enjoyment. So I appreciate you joining us here and kind of giving us a little bit of behind the scenes stuff, which we really appreciate. We love the team.
Thanks for having me, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah. So maybe again in the future to talk about Big Brother, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not watching, but I will watch whatever week you need me to watch to come on.
That means nothing. No, I'm just kidding. We won't talk. We got a lot to cover on Big Brother, so we appreciate you joining us here, brother. And guys, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the channel, share it with somebody that may be into the challenge, and Paulie, let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me, PaulCalafiore_, where you've always found me. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate the Winner Circle. Make sure you like and subscribe. These folks are the best. Hitman plus Tiff.
That's right. You heard it here first, people. We thank you for joining us here on the Winner Circle, and we will see you next time.
All right, man. Love you. Thank you.
Yep. Love you too, bro.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.